So let's look at that last part of that definition, that require no assumptions about the form of the population data distributions, nor require interval level measurement. This is where things get a little dicey. Today we're just going to get a taste. We're going to do this very carefully once we have the models to refer to and some increased familiarity. Most of the statistics you know have a fairly simple computational formula. Let's take some examples that we know pretty well. The mean, you add up all the scores, you divide by the number of scores, you get the mean. This is not a complicated formula. A little nastier, but not bad, is the standard deviation. You take the difference between each score and that mean, you square it, you add them up, you divide by the square root of the number of folks, take the square root of all that, and boom, now you've got a thing called a standard deviation. The question is, where do the formulas come from? As you've heard many times, computing the mean and the standard deviation assumes the data are drawn from a population that is normally distributed. What does this mean? Well, here's the formula for a normal distribution. Notice that we've got two things in here. We've got the mean of the distribution, and we've got the variability of the distribution. When we plug in the mean and the variability, we have now defined the particular normal distribution that we're talking about. So here's a whole bunch of normal distributions with different means and standard deviations. Once we have that formula, we can plug in any value of x, run through this formula, and find out how many folks there will be that have that particular value of x in that particular normal distribution. Okay? So if we plug in a value of, if we plug in a value of 0 and 0.2, and then we ask how many have negative 1, we'll find out that many people, or that proportion, have a negative 1. Make sense? So we are mathematically defining the distribution. Instead of sampling it and doing it post hoc, we're defining it ahead of time mathematically. So when we take this formula and we generate this distribution, if we then take the data from that distribution and plug them into these two formulas, we get back what we plugged in. Make sense? However, if the data aren't defined by this formula, then the data distribution won't give us back these numbers. That's all there is to it. Those nice simple formulas that we know and love come from a mathematical formula that defines the distribution. Specifically, if you're into calculus, this is the first moment and the second moment of that distribution. If the distribution isn't normal, then this formula doesn't describe the distribution, and these formulas don't find its center and spread. And that's all that it means to say we have an assumption of normality. Okay? Formulas we're used to come from somewhere, and if they come from the wrong somewhere, the numbers we get back are nonsense.